Hello.
Welcome back to the Hank and Ted podcast. This is WHUS Stores 91.7.
Yeah, or on the internet at WHUS.org. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And what a week. What a week.
A lot has happened.
Last week was the election special. Since then, there was a blue wave.
Dude, it's crazy how much has happened this week.
I had so much faith in the Democratic Party last week, and now it's just, you know.
Chuck Schumer, low-key, like, I don't say this lightly, but you're low-key a cuck, bro.
Chuck Schumer, if you're listening, it's time to resign or get primaried into hell.
Yeah, AOC is coming for your seat, buddy.
Or she's going to become president.
I don't know if she's going to win.
She's, like, what, third in line in, like, poly market polls right now?
Yeah, like, realistically, it's what? It's Newsom, then Harris, then AOC.
Yep.
No one wants Harris.
No one wants
Realistically, AOC is the second option right now.
Yeah. Well, some people want Harris.
Only burgers want her.
That's true.
Yeah.
And if you want Newsom, you eat your chicken with no seasoning.
Yeah, I mean, like, Newsom is, like, the obvious choice. That doesn't mean he's the right choice.
AOC as a New York Senator, I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
Given how the election went in New York City.
Yes, to briefly go over the election results from last week, I don't think there was a single statewide election that Democrats lost across the country.
Yep.
Zohran Mamdani, mayor of New York, Democrats won the New Jersey gubernatorial
race, the Virginia gubernatorial race. State elections across Georgia were pretty blue,
which is wild.
Yeah,
and I think there was some deep south state that had like the first blue statewide election in like 20 something years.
Damn, welcome back, Georgia.
Welcome back, woke.
Woke Georgia. Woke is not dead.
Guys, woke is alive.
So we were all very excited to see Democrats finally gain seats. And not just see Democrats, see progressive Democrats gain at least one office.
Yeah.
Mayor of New York City. Andrew Cuomo, the tyrant, has been toppled. And hopefully he will
disappear
until, well, he's still, this is crazy, but for politician standards, he's still pretty young.
How old is he? He's only a child.
He's like 60-something. He's like 65.
Oh.
So come next mayoral election. We'll see what he has to say.
He'll get rid of Zohran.
Or he'll become governor again. Or go for like...
No one wants him, though.
Oh, no.
I think everyone's kind of like... finally been like, hey, why did he get 40% of the vote? Because he's not even a Republican. That's the thing. Like, the Republican Party was so scared of Zohran winning that they decided to go for the more moderate of the three options, which is crazy. They're like, yeah, vote Cuomo instead of vote Sliwa, who was the man who won the Republican primary.
And Cuomo just dropped an op-ed. I don't know where. Was it New York Times?
I didn't see this.
Why left of the left? He's doing his own grift now.
Oh, God.
It was like, the Democratic Party's heading in a dangerous place.
Well, the reason he left the left is because he touched too many women, if we're being honest.
Yeah, he touched so many women that they booted him out, which is good.
Kind of like how Trump went from a Democrat to a Republican once he, like, touched all those girls on Epstein Island, mm-hmm. You know? Allegedly. I gotta make that clear. What else happened this week? The shutdown. Chuck Schumer decided to bend the knee last night, along with six other Democratic senators. Notably, Mr. Fetterman, my favorite senator.
UConn alum, John Fetterman.
I cannot believe that. You know how sad that makes me?
Yep.
Like, genuinely, like, Fetterman ran as progressive, And, like, everyone was like, yeah, I want him to win, including myself. I was like, damn, we're going to have another progressive in the Senate. This is the
biggest, like, bait.
Well, he had a stroke.
I forgot he had a stroke.
He had a stroke and he became conservative.
I totally forgot he had a stroke.
He had a stroke and was like, you know what? I want to bomb children in Israel or in Palestine.
Wow.
Like, bro, have you seen, like, the memes online, like, Freaky Friday, and it's just John Fetterman and Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yep.
Shit is so funny because,
guys. Kyle Kulinski posted that.
Guys, proof that woke isn't dead. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants health care. Like, walk yeah, is not she, dead.
It's crazy.
She's been taking the train.
Yeah, she's big into, like, public transport and healthcare now. It's wild. And there was also that really funny video from Vivek where he was like, we as Republicans need to focus on affordability.
Yeah.
What?
Well, no, because, like, they're realizing that, like, I actually talked about this earlier. I was at a local UConn event, Bridge the Gap. Shout out Bridge USA or Bridge UConn. But we talked to people from, like, all over, like, different political spectrums and talked about different topics. And, like, we actually got to some agreement on, like, yeah, Trump is doing bad things. And that is something that did not happen during, like, 2016 when he first became president, or even during the first, like, 6 months of this administration. But yeah. People are finally like, wait, like, I voted for Trump and he sucks. Like, it's kind of wild. I think
it was a matter of time. Yeah.
He's getting close to the lowest approval rating of any president ever.
He's getting close to beating himself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bro, he's locked in like that.
Trump.
I think he's in the high 30s.
Yeah, that's... Let's see. The Economist. Ooh. Minus 18 right now.
Minus 18?
Yep.
So that puts him at what?
Around 50 minus almost 18. Yeah, almost 20%
is 32.
Yeah, almost, wow. almost into the 20s.
Wow, what a goat.
That's crazy,
bro. All I'm saying is that, like, it was inevitable. Like, Trump's entire personality is just lying. So, like, at a certain point, people would be like, "Wait, I just got conned."
But no, it's okay. It's gonna go up. You know why? Because we're getting that stimmy.
That's not happening.
The stimulus check?
Yeah, it's not happening. For those of you who don't know, Trump promised a $2,000 stimulus to lower and middle class.
$2,200.
Sorry, $2,200 stimulus to lower income communities and middle class communities. And guess what? Now they're already saying, well, it could come in the form of cheaper groceries or in the form of cheaper gas. So the stimulus is the friends we made along the way.
Yeah.
Like, it's another false promise. Like, another thing over the weekend is Trump was like, we're introducing the 50-year mortgage. 50-year
mortgages, they're guys, so crazy.
Even, like, people who are, like, terrible landlords, like, they hate their tenants, like, they abuse their tenants. They do, like, all the stereotypical stuff that everyone's like, oh, landlords suck for. Even they are like, 50-year mortgages make no sense.
You're going to be in debt. If you're, like, average home buying age, probably in the mid-30s at this point.
Yeah, you're going to be in debt until you're dead.
Yeah, and so if you buy a house at 35 and it's a 50-year mortgage,
yeah,
the life expectancy is 78, 79, yeah, and that mortgage isn't going to end till you're 85, chances are you're going to be dead. Yeah. Or you're just out of the house and in a nursing home.
It's just crazy, bro. And, like, on top of that, the math doesn't even make sense. Like, if you do a 50-year mortgage, right? This isn't even, like, age-wise. This is just, like, math. With the 30-year mortgage, it makes sense because you're paying a lot of interest up front, right? And you're paying very little of your principal. When it comes to the 50-year mortgage, you would be paying, like, almost purely interest for, like, the first 20 years.
Mm.
So when you go and you sell your house, because this is why mortgages are profitable. Most people move after a few years, even when they get their house. And so they don't actually pay off any of the value of the house. So they still owe a lot when they sell it. So they don't make as much profit. If you were to do a 50-year mortgage, you would be even more screwed. Like, if you moved even after 20 years, you wouldn't have cut into your principal of the loan, like, at all. So, assuming, like, there's not much growth in the housing market, you're going to be, like, losing money from selling your house after 20 years.
Yep.
Which doesn't help anyone. I mean, I guess it helps the banks, but, like, no one's going to want to buy a house if they get a 50-year mortgage. Like,
it's,
they just won't.
It's ridiculous.
Like, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. Welcome back. Close enough. Welcome back, Dark Brandon.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing where he said, like, I and state your name, and people are clowning on him for that, even though, like, it was technically correct of him to say that?
Yeah, he just said it weirdly. Because yeah. He was at, like, the Commanders football game last night.
He was
night.
Getting booed like crazy.
Dude, there are people.
At an NFL game.
Yeah. That's what's crazy. Like, everyone's waking up. Like, mm-hmm. Even, like, the Commanders football team fans are like, What are you doing?
Get out of here. You're
and they're
a
like,
rich man.
Like, I'm not trying to be, like, stereotypical, but this, like, standard NFL fan is, like, a big, fat, white
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Like,
if you're
these
losing,
people are his base.
If you're losing the NFL vote...
You're cooked.
Like...
As a Republican, you're cooked.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the real test is the Super Bowl. He's definitely going to be at the Super Bowl.
Dude, but, like, why does he want... He's also trying to get the Commanders to name their new stadium that they're going to build after him. Did you hear about this?
No, I did not hear about that. What?
I'm pretty sure that's why he was at the game yesterday. I mean, like, he was instating new troops as well because it's Veterans Day weekend.
Wow, that's crazy.
But
yeah.
He wants to get them to name their new stadium after him. And, like, the entirety of, like, NFL Twitter was just clowning him. They're like, what are we going to name it? Commander and Pedophile Stadium? Like, these are people who are not woke. They're not woke. And they're just clowning our president. Like, guys, woke is not dead.
I think after the Epstein letter thing happened.
Yeah.
And especially now with the shutdown, it's kind of just over.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's only so much he can do. Like, the shutdown was so negative for Republicans. But I guess we can kind of move on from that and talk about the shutdown ending now.
So that whole 41 days now was for nothing.
Yeah, so basically, like, the Democratic Party for the last 40 days were like, we are not going to vote yes on any of these propositions to reopen the government because you're politicizing it,
and,
more or less.
And because they were going to remove subsidies for ACA.
Yeah, so the Affordable Care Act, like Obamacare, is going to double or triple for most people in costs next year, which is crazy. Like, some people, like, who are very poor and can barely afford Obamacare in the first place are now going to have to pay, like, over $2,000 monthly to get insurance, which isn't helpful for anyone. And I saw a tweet that, like, even, like, the cost of, like, a doctor's kit, like, visit, like, the copay is going to go from $5 to $50 with the changes in the Affordable Care Act and the premiums. And so the Democrats were like, wow, this is horrible. Like, we need to protest this. And so the government shutdown happened because this was going to go through. And for the last 40 days, Dems were like, we're holding the line, we're holding the line, we're holding the line, we're holding the line. The election happens. Dems overperformed by like 10% across the nation. Like, Zoran Mamdani got over 50% of the vote. Which was up in the air, like definitely up in the air.
Yeah, that was
the election. Like, everyone knew he was going to win, but he got over 50%.
Most, like, general estimates, at least, like, the ones that people put credence in were, like, 47, 48.
Yeah. And those were, like, good for him. Like, everyone was like,
yeah, and everyone was like, that's still a handy win.
But he got close to 51% of the vote, which is awesome. Like, let's go, Zoran. but also, like, I don't even know how to put this into words. Immediately after Dems overperformed, after running on, like, we're going to do affordability, we're going to help you all, we're going to help you all. Last night at, like, 8 p.m., a House or a Senate vote goes to the floor, and seven senators
eight.
Are just... Eight? Eight.
Eight.
Eight senators are just like, wouldn't it be cool if we reopened the government and we don't guarantee affordability on the on Obamacare, they open the government. And don't get me wrong, I understand that thousands and thousands and thousands of people were suffering across the country because of food stamps and the Section 8 housing and all of the federal benefits that were disappearing. But at the same time, Democrats put the entire country through this for the last 40 days and then proceeded to be like, oh, we get to vote on this in November or in December in 6 weeks and like hope that the Republicans change their mind by then.
Yeah, change their mind in less than a month.
Like, what are we doing? It's not even a guarantee that they're going to extend these benefits. It's a guarantee that they will make a vote on it. That doesn't help anybody. We're opening the government just to be like, you know what, Trump? We won the election. We're going to give you this one. Like, I just don't get it. Like, you can't fight fire with, like, I don't know, like a singular water balloon, bro. Yeah. You got to fight fire with fire. Like,
but when it comes to Democrats fighting, infighting, then they're great at that. They're great at stamping out any kind of progressive coalition.
Yeah, bro. Progressivism is bad. That's why Democrats were supporting Cuomo for... they gave him millions of dollars to hope he beat Zoran. But guess what? Zoran's messaging actually got to people. Mm-hmm. Affordability actually is important to people. People want to be able to have good lives. Who could have guessed? Like, we know that this messaging is, like, getting to people. And, like, even, like, if it's not as woke as Zoran, like, you can still, like, be like, hey, I want to help you. Like...
yeah, even even Republicans are waking up to this.
Yeah, like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She even said that that rep in Arizona should get sworn in. Did you see that?
Yeah, because the Epstein files.
Yeah.
Apparently, if like the government reopens, Mike Johnson's gonna swear in immediately. That's like what the plan is. So, guys,
Epstein files drop.
It could be like this week.
They're gonna pull some bullshit,
bro. Like, we already know that we're never getting them. Like, I've already accepted it. But yeah, I still feel like it's important.
Everyone knows enough to know that, like, the president, our president, definitely, like, for sure.
Yeah. Same with, okay, this is my headcanon. We talked about this last week. Cuomo was definitely there too.
Oh yeah.
That's why Trump endorsed him. Cause
they're in it together.
Yeah, they're in it together.
They it's like mutually assured destruction.
They're both New York City nepo babies. Like, come on.
Yeah, and Epstein
New York. Yeah.
New York financier.
And they both have history with women, like, abusing them.
Did Cuomo ever have, like, a known history with Epstein? I guess that would have.
No. There's no known history.
Probably would have used that.
Yeah, we would have.
Yeah.
Like, Zoran would have said something about that if that was public knowledge. However, we do know that he likes touching women. And that's bad. Guys, hot take. Don't touch women.
Taking a firm stance on not touching women.
Dude. What the hell? You can't say that. You can't say that.
Oh, now that the shutdown's over, maybe air traffic controllers will...
Well, the House has to accept it first, which it's unclear if they will. It's more likely than the Senate. Because I think they only need the 50% majority in the House. They don't need 60 like the Senate did. So it's likely. But, like, there are people that aren't going to vote on that. I don't think Marjorie Taylor Greene will vote yes. I don't think that Thomas Massie will vote yes. I don't think, Wait, give us a second, y'all. All right, we're back. Oh.
Are we? Yes, we are. So, I think there are enough, like, center-left Dems who will
bend
vote.
The knee.
Yeah. There's enough, you know, Kristen Sinemas out there.
Bro, it's so frustrating.
It's for like three or four, and also independents.
Like, this is like an important thing in the Democratic Party right now. Like, there's so much like, oh, we're the big tent party on the Dem side, even more than the Republicans. Like, Republicans are like Trumpism or Nazis.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Democratic Party, like, we literally had Dick Cheney, like, endorse Kamala last year, and he, like, likes killing babies. Like, there needs to be, like, some reevaluation on, like, what we actually want as a party at some point soon. Or I guess not we, because I don't necessarily endorse the Democratic Party. But I guess it's more, like, they need to, like, establish, like, their core fundamentals again because of how little they actually, like, say. Like, the Democratic Party...
Or stand for at this point.
Yeah, they're the opposition party, but the opposition to what and why? Like, it's like, hey, we're not Trump, but, like, okay, what does that mean to not be Trump? Like, you're not him, but, like, what do you want to do for us? And because of that, like, I think, like, a lot of the people that are going to vote to reopen the government, I know a lot of the blame is going to fall on Chuck Schumer, which it should. Like,
oh, yeah.
Get out of here, Chuck. Like, I don't like
you've been in power since 1980.
Yeah, like you, it's time to go. You got to go, bro. But, like, I'm happy, like, Nancy Pelosi is retiring. Like, she's old and she should have retired 6 years ago, but she's retiring, and I respect that. And I'm happy that she's lending the power back to someone younger. But when, like, this reevaluation happens, there needs to be, like, a core belief that, like, we want to help people. Because the Republican Party doesn't even have that. They're the, like, let's blame everyone for everything and not, like, let's essentially, like, con all of our supporters into voting for us. And the Democratic Party is the, hey, you're a con man. That's bad. But it's not like, oh, we're going to make, like, buses fast and free, and we're not gonna open city-run grocery stores or anything like that. Like, they don't have the platform that, like, a Zoran candidate has. They're just Trump bad, Trump bad, and that's got to change.
Yeah, it's they don't stand for anything anymore, and I think that's why it's so hard to support them. Even though it's like I'm not going to not support the Democrat in any given election.
Yeah, like, in 99% of the elections, I'm voting for the Dem. Like,
because even though I disagree with a lot, it still gets me closer to where I want this country to be than to just vote Republican.
Yeah, I mean, that's what frustrated me last year. Like, there were so many people who were so dissuaded by the Biden administration. It's like, okay, that's fair. Like, he kind of sucks. But you want Trump again instead? Like, with the way our democracy works, like, I keep bringing up parallels to New York for some reason, but New York has ranked choice voting, at least in the primaries. Like, we don't have that. Like, we're not, like, you get more than one option. You get the Republican and you get the Democrat, and those are the only two who are going to win. There hasn't been, like, a big spoiler in, like, 20-plus years.
Since Ross Perot in 1992.
Yeah, like, spoiler candidates are very uncommon at this point. Like, people thought RFK was going to be that, but then Trump got RFK to endorse him. So, with that said, though, like, I really hate to say it, but I also understand why people wouldn't vote for Kamala last year.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of, like, single-issue voters that I understand. I mean, I almost became one of them over Gaza.
Yeah.
So I understand a lot of it.
Yeah. I fully understand the perspective. I also think that, like, it's hard to be a single issue voter. Like, I'll never be that way just because, like, we're America. Like, every decision actually affects the whole world. And, like, Trump being leader is not helping the planet right now.
Yeah.
Like, in the slightest.
It's making things worse. He's about to send troops into where? Nigeria?
Yeah, he wants to strike Nigeria.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to send troops, but he wants to strike.
Oh, no, he was sending troops into Trinidad for a training thing. Training thing, in air quotes.
They're going to invade Venezuela.
Yeah. Why are they striking Nigeria? Is it to topple their government?
Because white people are getting killed in Nigeria or something? I'm so serious. I think that's what he said.
Awesome. That's crazy.
I mean, like, maybe they are getting killed, but, like...
I don't know.
Guys, I'm not educated on this. I can't, like... I can't say, like, if that's good or bad. But you want to know what I can say? Trump's a terrible Fox sports announcer. Have you seen the clip from last night?
No, I haven't.
Well, because he was at the Commanders game, and yeah. We talked about this already. But he goes on, and it's the Commanders. I forgot who they were playing, but they got destroyed. The Commanders suck. Jaden Daniels is injured, their quarterback. But they have their second quarterback, like all this stuff. Trump's in the booth with the two Fox Sports announcers, and he's like, "All right, here we go. I guess I'm announcing now," and he's like, "You know, like, I'm sad that their first quarterback got injured, but their second quarterback is pretty good. They really need the touchdown here." And, like, that was all fine. Like, he's saying basic stuff about football. But then the play starts, and he's like, "Whoa!" And that was his announcing. Like, the play starts, and he's just like, "Whoa!"
Wow. "Whoa!" That's awesome.
Like, guys... Our president knows how to manipulate people, but he does not know how to talk about football. And that's okay. It's okay.
He's a New York businessman. He doesn't know anything about sports.
But he really should. He draft dodged. Like, what do you do when you draft dodge? Like, he was, like, sitting at home. Like, you know he was sitting at home.
Well, he was
doing a lot of millionaire. Hard
drugs. Yeah, he was getting drunk and going to parties.
Yeah. Hanging with the besties.
Hanging with Roy Cohn.
But yeah, I wanted to lighten things up a bit, but I do think it is important to primary, like, the Dems that are responsible for this. Like, the leadership really needs to change.
For sure.
Like, whoever let... I guess it's not really anyone's fault that Kamala was the person they ran for president last year, but she should not have been running for president. And I think most people can agree on that.
Yeah, and... I mean, that's a whole other topic of discussion on how everything ended on Kamala, because it wasn't going to be anyone else, unfortunately.
No,
they wouldn't allow it to.
No, like, I actually, like, fully understand, like, the Democratic Party's perspective on why it had to be Kamala, but at the same time, like, wow, Biden low-key fucked us over with that one.
Yeah.
Like, she got 4 months to, like, go from, like, a 40% approval rating to at least 50-plus in order to win the popular vote.
Yeah.
And that just was not going to happen.
Even though, that being said, unless Biden announced that he wouldn't run again, like, halfway through his term, it would have been pretty...
Hard to be someone
really,
else.
Yeah. It would have been very hard to be Trump the second time, because there were a lot of people who were just fed up.
Yeah. There were a whole bunch of issues that caused Biden to not get reelected, or Kamala, whatever, the Biden-Kamala people. But I genuinely think that a lot of it is just, like, being inept. Like, there was a severe lack of awareness in the Democratic Party leadership at the time. Like, they could not talk to the people. They're just like, orange man bad, orange man bad. We good. We're not going yeah. back. Like... We're not going back. Like, it sounds kind of cool, but, like, what does that mean? Going back to what? Like, what made you better? Like, you can't just be like, they're bad. Like,
he's going to deport everyone, but don't ask how many people we've deported.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of discussions on that, too. I guess we can talk about ICE a little bit, because they continue to be wild.
Oh, yeah.
This week, like, I think it's... She's technically an illegal immigrant, but she has work papers and everything. A teacher at a daycare, I believe, got arrested in the daycare that she worked at by ICE. So ICE went into a school to arrest someone who is legally working at the daycare. And then, like, ICE went and claimed that, like, she was in a car chase and all this stuff before. And then there was a big uproar because, like, the congresswoman from that area was like, yeah, so they just lied.
Oh.
Like, ICE made up an entire story about this woman and how she was on the run from them and all this. But, like, ICE said that they never went in the school, but there's literally security camera footage of the ICE officers going inside the school. It's like, what are we doing?
I did not hear
like
about
that. Our government is so far past the point of just like making everything political. It's crazy. Like there used to be like the government websites used to not say like Democrats have shut down the government for 42 days. Like
yeah, or they don't have a photo of the auto pen as Joe Biden's like portrait. Yeah, in the White House. Like, that's just so petty. Like
who, that's so petty. Maybe he was a bad president, but who says you get to do that?
Which also, by most standard metrics, he wasn't that bad of a president.
No, like, Biden definitely had his faults.
At least domestically.
Low-key, like, domestic policy-wise, he's probably, in the last 100 years, he's top five. Like, I'm not even trolling when I say that. Like,
yeah.
He did a good job, like, sure, he was unk and he had dementia, but, like, he got some stuff done, you know? With a very divided America, too.
Mm-hmm. And in the wake of a global pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important to, like, recognize, like, the achievements as well as the atrocities.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, when you're president, like, I'm not saying it's impossible to be a perfect president, but, like, you have the hardest job in the world. Like...
And, like, regardless of whether you consider us fully recovered from the pandemic, the fact that we're here and we got here in three and a half years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I distinctly remember, like, during COVID, like, being at home, not going outside, like, any of this stuff. Like, and, like, everyone was like, oh, the economy is going to go down the drain. And it low-key did.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no question about that.
The worst recession since 2008.
But America recovered better from the pandemic than any other powerful nation in the world, even China. Like, we recovered faster. Our inflation rates were lower. Like, they were still high. They were still, like, 5% a year or something. But, like, you have to, like, compare yourself to others. You can't just be like, my situation is a little bit bad. I'm going to blame the president when a global pandemic has just happened. Like, that's kind of crazy.
And the
bro.
Previous president
was Donald Trump.
Did almost nothing to curtail. He gave us a stimulus check,
which made things worse,
which increased inflation.
Guys, like, I'm actually kind of like, I'm not against the idea of stimulus checks. I think universal basic income is not a bad idea.
It has its flaws.
It has flaws. Don't get me wrong, but I thought Andrew Yang was cool when he was running for president because of universal basic income. I think that's like a distinctly American thing to have universal basic income instead of just having like healthcare and education.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
For sure. Like it, when you actually put two and two in comparison, universal healthcare beats out every advantage that UBI does in
100%.
Yeah, every standard metric, but.
If we were all guaranteed healthcare, like, we'd all be saving so much money. Like, the average American would be so much richer. Even Obamacare is kind of expensive. Like,
yeah.
It's helpful and, excuse me, and it's, like, a good thing that Obama got it implemented. Thank you, Mitt Romney. but at the same time, like, it's, like, bro, like... That is not enough. We need to keep pushing.
Yeah.
But Democrats, once again, are like, we're not Trump. What's your plan to make healthcare better for everyone? Like.
Because they can preach all they want, but they're not going to upset the status quo.
Yeah.
And as long as the status quo is still, you go to the hospital, you're going bankrupt, then they're not going to step out of that line.
Dude. Last time I was in the hospital, which was not that long ago, guys, I was locked in last weekend. You know, like, I literally was like, should I call 911? And I was like, no, I cannot have an ambulance come pick me up. That is going to cost my family way too much money. So I was like, Jeff. Jeff's one of my roommates. I was like, Jeff, can you drive me? I was like dying. I'm like, Jeff, can you drive me to the hospital? And Jeff was like, right now? And I was like, yep. And he drove me. But like, it should not be like that. Like, I should be like, I need medical care now. I need an ambulance to come get me. I shouldn't be worried about like all the costs that this is about to bring me. Like,
even if it's like six figures.
Yeah, like,
it's a year's worth of salary to get an ambulance.
It is not six figures to get an ambulance. It's a lot, though. It's like a few grand.
No, I think I saw something. I was like, $400,000 to get an ambulance? What the fuck?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's real. Yeah. I think uninsured, it's probably like 10 grand, though.
Yeah, which is about ridiculous. That 10, 13 grand.
Like, an ambulance, guys, hear me out. An ambulance should be free. Ooh. Ooh.
If an Uber costs like $14.
Yeah, right? Like, maybe 50 bucks, maybe?
Oh, well, they gotta put you in a stretcher.
Okay, but the stretcher, like, is a material that they should already have in theory. Like, they don't need to get a lot of new stretchers all the time.
Well, you see, America's going to fall to communism.
What is communism? Just define communism for me.
It's when they want to come take our money.
For what?
It's when I can't have $1 billion anymore. Elon Musk will not be the world's first trillionaire.
I forgot that also happened this week.
Did he become a trillionaire?
He got a $1 trillion pay package signed off by Tesla. So he will be the world's first trillionaire, guaranteed, within the next 10 years.
I mean, yeah, he was already on that trajectory.
He was on the way there, but like officially, like technically, like since the money's guaranteed to him, he's the world's first trillionaire. It's not in his net worth yet, but like,
dude. Jesus Christ.
There's, like, a lot of theories that, like, there's some, like, Chinese oligarchs or Russian oligarchs that are, like, pretty close to that already. Like, secret.
I wouldn't.
Secret rich people.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Which is, it might be true. But there's also, like, the fact that, like, Elon Musk, like, the man who, like, openly did a Nazi salute twice, like, earlier this year.
At the inauguration of the president.
At the inauguration of our president, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. Epstein Island, he is going to be the world's first trillionaire. And I believe it was his grandfather was an open member of the Nazi Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his dad owned an emerald mine.
Yep, in South Africa.
That did child labor.
Yep.
So that blood money really helps a guy out.
It's really hard to, like, I think we are finally getting to people. I think as a movement, people are finally, like, understanding, like.
Like trillionaire? Like, okay, some people make the argument that, like, oh, billionaires have the right to exist. Trillionaire.
Yeah, like, wait.
Do you know how much a trillion?
That's a thousand billions, bro.
Yeah.
You know how much a billion could buy, like, a town? Like, any town. Some small
cities. A trillion
cities
could buy a country.
Yeah, a trillion could buy a country.
Could buy a lot of countries. Probably
half of the world's countries.
Yeah, I wonder how many nations have
you could
a
buy
GDP
like half
over
of
a trillion.
Oceania.
Have a GDP of over 1 trillion. 19 countries.
So you could buy like 160 countries. Like you could choose from 160 countries and just buy.
Wow.
Them.
Yeah.
You know how insane that is?
You could buy most, pretty much almost any country
Elon
in the world.
Elon Musk as an individual could buy Germany almost then, probably.
Yeah, Germany has over $1 trillion GDP. But
all right, what's like, can you look at like the world's GDPs? Like, I want to see what like.
Just by GDP.
What's less than a trillion? What's the biggest country that's less than a trillion?
Poland.
Elon Musk could buy Poland. Just buy it.
Yeah, it seems like it.
That's crazy. Bro, like, do you guys think that's okay? Like, this is genuinely a question. Like, in what world do you think it's okay for an individual person to hold that much power?
He could buy Ireland, he could buy Argentina, he could buy Sweden, he could buy Israel. You could buy Norway.
Don't say the Zeisler while Elon is slaughtering my people.
He could buy Taiwan. Oh. He could buy Taiwan and give it to China.
Oh. Holy locked in, bro.
Right. Or if he makes $20 more trillion, then he could buy China.
Yeah, he's not making another $20 trillion. That one's not happening. No one's buying China. This is the Chinese century, guys. I'm sorry. Like, we're already living in
it. Get ready to learn Chinese,
like,
buddy.
Like, we're sitting over here talking about all of America's issues. Bro, like, China, like, they're evil, but, like they don't got, like, the same shit that we do. They have a clamp on their people, bro.
So every country combined, GDP of 100 trillion, about 100, 117 trillion.
So he has 1/100th of the world's wealth? Is that correct?
This is Wikipedia. It gives the IMF, World Bank, United Nations in millions of dollars. 100 million. Million.
100
million. Is 100 trillion.
Yeah.
So I guess that would make, yeah.
Wow. That's sad, bro. Like, maybe our math is wrong. It's gotta be something, bro. There's, like, no way, right?
The combined GDP of the gross world product is approximately $110 trillion.
Yeah, so
Elon has a percent, almost a percent.
Hey, guys, do you want to hear my hot take? One person should not have 1% of the world's wealth.
That's, like, an unfathomable amount of money.
What would you do with $1 trillion? Oh, wait, I have a good answer to this. Guys, I would spend $12 billion doing what? Ending world hunger. That's how much it would cost.
And then you still have another $988 billion. And you could still buy Poland. You could buy Poland with your spare change.
Dude, wow. Maybe I should just become a trillionaire. Guys, I'll be the world's second trillion.
Elon Musk, hit me up.
Elon Musk, can I get a mil?
Can I get a trill?
Yo, can I get a bit? Asking for $1 billion from Elon isn't that crazy anymore.
Yeah.
Small loan of $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Like Trump said, it was small loan of a million. Small loan of a billion, bro.
You have 1,000 people, $1 billion. 1,000 people. That's like the size of like a town.
Yeah. Some towns are 1,000 people. You could give one, you could do a giveaway, right, at UConn. You would be giving 1 in 30 kids at UConn $1 billion. Or if you wanted to give everyone at UConn some money, you could give 30,000 people $33 million. Right?
33. I think so, yeah.
I think so, yeah. You know how what? Maybe $333 million. No. $33 million. Yeah. But, dude, like, with $33 million, like, I could do, like, anything I wanted for the rest of my life. Like, any of my family could do anything they wanted for the rest of their life.
Yep.
Like, any one of my kids could do anything for the rest of their life. As long as you're not dumb with that money, obviously. Like, people, like, when they're retiring, like, they aim for, like, $1 to $2 million right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's their goal, to have, like, prepared for them in retirement. You could retire 16 times over if you worked till you were 50 or, like, 55.
Yeah, I don't know. And the fact that it's $1 trillion.
And you could do that with my UConn calculation. You could do that 30,000 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is all in the hands of a guy who did a Nazi salute at the inauguration.
Guys, he's just autistic, okay? He's just neurodivergent. Okay.
And he, did you see he posted the ballot on the New York ballot?
Yeah, he was like, this is rigged.
Why is Zoran on here twice?
There's like, guys, not to conspiracy theory or anything, but like, do you remember when Trump was like, Elon did this special thing with his computer. He knew that we were going to win hours before anyone else knew we were going to win. Do you remember that?
No. Dude. Actually, maybe.
Like, that the day, familiar. Like the day after the election, like, Trump was glazing Elon because they were still friends at this point.
Yeah.
And I think they are back to being friends just in private or something. But Trump was like, yeah, Elon told me, like, hours before they called the election. He told me, like, yeah, I think we won. Like, I know we won. He did something with the machines. Like, bro, like, not to be a conspiracy theorist, and I also don't really believe what I'm saying, but, like, why would Trump say that, bro? Like,
because he's also losing it.
Is he losing it, or did he say the truth for once by accident?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, like...
But he's definitely losing it.
Bro, that picture of him asleep while, like, this was, like, a minute before that guy passed out, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know what they were talking about. There was some press conference in the Oval Office this week.
Some... What happened? Like,
he just passed out. No one, like, he probably had, like, a stroke or some shit.
He didn't look that old.
Yeah, he was, like, 60s, probably. Early 60s, late 50s.
I hope that guy's doing fine, though.
Yeah. But
Trump did not gaffe.
No, he was just, like, he stood up from his chair and he just, like, looked at him. And then he was, like, he turned and he just looked at the press. You know, like, he went stone-faced. Like, guys, not to be woke or anything, but I think our president should be aware of his surroundings at all times.
He should not be pushing 80.
Yeah. Like,
he's turning 80 in 7 months.
When, like, I make, like, our post about, like, tonight, that's, I'm going to put a poll on it. And I'm just going to ask, like, do you think the age limit should be less than 70 for president? I think most people will say yes. Maybe even less than 80. Like, no one should be getting into office when they're close to 80. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, even getting into office
after getting into 70 office after 70
was only Trump and Biden.
Yeah.
Because Reagan was 69. 68, yeah. 69.
Yeah, so he would have been... Yeah, so he's 77.
So he, yeah.
After two terms.
After, which is still younger still, than Trump.
And that's still now. So old to me, guys. Like, I respect my, like, our elders and everything. I think that old people should be advisors more than anything. And I don't think they should be leading our country, though.
Even in the case of Reagan, he didn't get dementia until years later.
Yeah.
It's still unclear what Biden, or at this point, Trump have.
I think Biden, like, low-key, like, I think he was, I mean, I'll never be able to confirm this, but I think it was a combination of the stress and his cancer.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, like, we saw it with Obama. Obama aged a lot while he was president. Like, Obama went from, like, looking like he was in his 20s to looking like he was in his 50s real fast.
Yeah.
And, like, his hair went from being black to just fully gray during his time in presidency.
Yep.
And, like, I think that was purely just because he was stressed. Like, I mean, yeah, we'll never be able to prove it, but that's probably the most stressful job in the world besides, like, being, like, a nuclear plant reactor fucking worker or something.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe being, like, the bomber during Hiroshima or some shit. Like, that would probably be stressful, but that's, like, a one-time thing. When you're president, it's 8 straight years of anything could happen, and you need to be ready to respond to
it. And it's also technically the most dangerous job in the world because of how many of you have gotten shot or died in office.
Yeah. It's a lot. Like, there's been, like, not a successful assassination attempt in a long time, but, like, Trump was shot while he was campaigning. Reagan was shot. RFK was shot. JFK was shot. Did I already say JFK?
You said RFK. Okay. Well, he was just...
He was running, and he was going to win.
Yeah.
He was going to win. Guys, CIA, I don't think it was you guys. I promise. promise. But yeah, like, being president is dangerous. Like, Lincoln was shot and killed.
Who else? Was it Garfield?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't Roosevelt shot, too?
Yeah, Roosevelt was shot. He didn't die, but he was shot while giving a speech.
Someone else was shot giving a speech, I thought, and just kept speaking.
That was Roosevelt.
That was Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, like, there's only been like 40-something presidents. There's been 47, I guess 46, because Trump was twice.
Yeah.
On consecutive terms. But yeah, like, it's a dangerous job. And like, you're in constant fear of like terrorism and bombings and bombing other countries because we love to bomb other countries and overthrowing other elections because we love to overthrow other people's elections.
Yep.
But like, dude, like, Biden like has like one of the most aggressive forms of cancer. Like, it would make sense if he had some mental decline because of it. Like,
yeah,
he probably has mental issues too. Everyone does that in their 80s.
Yeah, and his wife and kids
died when he was like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then his other son died of brain cancer.
Yeah, like, Biden has not had an easy life.
And Hunter
is a drug addict. Yeah. Yeah.
And they made that a huge deal. Like, that was probably, you can make the argument that that was the biggest scandal of his presidency.
With
the laptop and all that.
Even though it's such a fake scandal, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know why people really care about it.
Like, he's a single person, guys. Like, he was never, like, a government employee either. Like, he wasn't, like, high up in the government or anything. Like, it's not, like, a governmental scandal. Like, if anything, it was just, like, blame shifting because they knew Trump wasn't good either.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, look here. Look here.
And, like, the pardon, like, I understand pardoning him.
Because he would have been weaponized.
Yeah,
like,
they would have thrown the book against him.
Yeah, like, I don't even defend Biden's, like, decision on that. But as a person, like, if I was his dad, I'm doing the same thing if I have the power to.
And, like, Trump just pardoned Giuliani and a bunch of other people who were indicted over 2020 fraud.
Yeah, no, it's just wild, bro. Like, the double standard that's still being held despite, like, Trump obviously being so much more corrupt, like, mm-hmm. we're finally getting to the point where people are realizing, hey, maybe he doesn't work for us, but they're still not at the point of like, oh, he should be in jail. We need to get to that point,
even though 34 felony counts.
I think that was one of the greatest mistakes in American history, not doing the other trials during the 4 years he wasn't in office. Like, I think Trump's lawyers did a great job at delaying. But, guys, our government actually should have thrown the book at someone for once. Because he is one of the most, if not the most, corrupt presidents in U.S. history.
Yeah, I mean, up there with Nixon.
Yeah.
And I think you can make the argument even more so.
Yeah.
If we're going to count all the shady business deals that he did before becoming president.
Well, okay.
He's been corrupt.
I have a bit of a story, and I'm not going to say names because I can't have the U.S. government come after me. But there's this guy who was embezzling money from the Chinese government, right? And, like, there was this U.S. police officer who was helping the Chinese government because this guy, he fled China, and he moved to the U.S. And, like, there was this U.S. police officer who was literally working with the state of China to try to get this guy to go back to China and, like, to harass him and scare him into going back so that he could go to jail and probably be killed secretly in China or something like that. Trump decided to pardon this guy this week, the police officer that was harassing the Chinese national living in the U.S.
Jesus.
Trump pardoned this police officer this week after he went to jail for this.
My God.
Dude, Trump doesn't even like China.
He's just pardoning whoever.
He's just doing any... But...
People who launder money for Al-Qaeda.
But there is, like, the whole, like, angle that Trump is, like, his kids are doing the real estate stuff in China, right?
Yeah. A lot of it is for his kids.
A lot of people think that Chinese government wanted him to get pardoned so that they could continue to do dealings with, like, as a deal in order to do more dealings with the Trump kids in China.
I mean, that one, because...
I wouldn't put it past him.
The other guy who got pardoned, who he claimed he didn't know about, he only got pardoned because Eric and Don Jr. were doing business with him.
Yeah.
As well as Al-Qaeda, you know, the people who did 9/11, they were also laundering money through this guy. But he's out now from Trump.
I think Trump's had the strongest pen when it comes to pardoning people of any president ever, too. I think he's officially pardoned more people than any president ever.
Oh, my God. Oh, and do you think he's going to pardon Derek Chauvin?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's a bad idea.
Is the Daily Wire still trying? Is Ben Shapiro? Remember Ben Shapiro was trying to do that?
Yeah, he was trying to get him to be freed, which is crazy. Ben Shapiro, you are racist as fuck for that, bro. Like, just fess up.
And also, you can pardon federal charges, but you can't pardon state charges.
Yeah, he's in under state charges, right?
I think both.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that was a good discussion. I think we covered some important stuff. But I think we should end on a positive note. It was a great weekend for UConn sports.
Oh, yeah.
We won by 60 on Friday, men's basketball against UMass Lowell. I don't know how they're a D1 team. then Saturday, we beat Duke's ass at football. One of the greatest football games I have ever gone to.
34-37?
Yeah. Forced a fumble in the last 20 seconds. Got to storm the field. It was a great time. Then Sunday, yesterday, the UConn women played. They won by like 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, UConn men played again, and we won by 30. So, guys, greatest, not even basketball capital of the world, college sports capital of the world, right here. University of Connecticut.
And now, politics content creation capital of the world.
Yeah, that's us. That's UConn. Politics, podcasting, right here. And, you know, we're good at sports, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to send us an email, you can do so at hankandtedpod@gmail.com or shoot us an Instagram DM if you'd like at hankandtedpod on Instagram. Yeah, you're listening to WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And we will see you next week.
Good night.